I'm rich and I'm an addict. Thanks, Dean, for asking me to do this. Put me on the spot and all that. I'd like to start off by saying I'm 5.5 months clean and I'm only 3 weeks out of treatment, so I ain't got a lot of recovery talk to give you guys, but all I can do really is tell you my story, my journey here. Basically, I come from a good family, weren't dysfunctional in the slightest, very loving, had everything I ever needed. I was a well-behaved kid, really, right into sport and all that sort of stuff. And is when I hit about 13, 14 in high school, I found alcohol and smoking weed, and it basically just completely changed me. And I started rebelling against my family and not going to school and stuff like that. And my dad was a very controlling man, you know. He always had plans for us and what he wanted us to do, make him proud and all that. And I just started going off the road of what he wanted me to do. Ended up having a few fights with him, got kicked out about 15. This is when I found like raving and stuff like that. And I remember my first rave, seeing people off their heads and stuff, and I'd never touched Class A before. And I just thought, I want a piece of that. And taking that first stage just changed my whole way of thinking about drugs. So I had a big group of friends that were all getting involved with that as well with me. And I started buying in bulk just so I could get mine for nothing, basically. Before I knew it, I was full-blown drug dealing, making quite a bit of money. Speed and other party drugs were involved. By the time I was 17, I had my own flat and I had a raging ecstasy problem. Speed, I was doing it like most days of the week, smoking weed every day, drinking and stuff. And then I had my first bit of coke, and basically it took my interest away from all the other drugs, and a lot of my friends were getting involved with that as well at the same time. So I thought, I had a bit of a brainwave, I thought I'd start selling coke and pack all the other stuff up. And then before long, I was sniffing coke every day of the week. I was working as well, I was working the building trade. So I had a couple of incomes coming in, and my coke habit just got right out of control. I was sniffing daily all the way through my late teens, my 20s. To it about 30. Basically, just before I was 30, I was thinking that I knew I was an addict, but I didn't know about this sort of stuff or treatment or anything. And I just thought, like, if I pack up the deal in, I'll stop using it. Which weren't the case. I packed it up, but then I started having to fund it and got in myself a lot of debt. Basically, that's when I really started getting dysfunctional, weren't paying my bills, got evicted from my flat, and I ended up back at my mum's for a little while, on the condition that I'd get out and sort myself out. So I started going to another fellowship, and I was basically just going people-pleasing, you know. I weren't ready to pack it up, and I was going, I was pretending I was clean, I was using outside the meetings, after the meetings, and then I actually got a sponsor. I was doing like step work and all sorts, and then my mother found a load of stuff in my house, in her house even, and she kicked me out. And at the time, I went and stayed with an ex-girlfriend of mine, and she suffered from cancer and a few tumours and stuff, and she had like complications with operations. And she was prescribed oxycodone. And I didn't have a clue what the stuff was. And because I was financially struggling and stuff, I couldn't afford to get a bit of gear that day. She said, "Oh, I have one of these." And I sniffed one of them. And my eyes opened up and I thought, wow, like, I'm not even interested in coke anymore. And it literally was like that. I literally just stopped thinking about it. The obsession for the coke went, and I started using them every day without knowing what they were. I didn't know they were opiates and the consequences of using them. And it got to a stage where I was using more than this girl was, and she needed them to literally get out of bed and just function day to day. It got to the point where I was just taking so much off her, she had to, like, I was actually stealing them off her as well. She was trying to hide them from me, and I was so bang on them, I was stealing off this girl, sometimes leaving her with nothing, you know, and she literally couldn't get out of bed, and she wouldn't have a couple of days before she'd pick a prescription up. And I feel shit about it today, you know, but at the time I didn't give a fuck. And this girl gave me a roof over my head and everything, you know. But then, she got real tight and she was locking them away and stuff, and that's when I first suffered withdrawals. And I just didn't know what was going on. Really didn't know what was going on. I thought, what the fuck? I'm so, feeling like shit, you know. I used to beg her for them and stuff, and then literally she weren't having none of it. So I knew people that had heroin, and I went and picked up my first bit of heroin. I've never done crack before this, and the same bloke I was getting heroin off obviously sold crack, and I thought, well, I'm delving into heroin, so I might as well see what crack's all about, because I was always worried, don't do crack, because I'd be hooked on it. And that first pipe just got hold of me straight away. During the times I was using the Roxy, it was over a space of a year and a half or so when I was using it regularly. And when I was using that stuff, I could get out of bed, I could go and graft my arse off, I could just function really well, I could get all my stuff. And I've got quite a few friends that are very successful in roofing industry. And I managed to set my own roofing company up. And I employed people, you know, and I had a big turnover of money coming in. And this is when I started using the crack and heroin. And got to the point where I weren't going into work because I had people, I was paying them to go and do the jobs, and I was maybe going in a couple of days a week just to check things were getting done and stuff. And I started just losing control. I was just literally waking up every morning smoking a crack pipe and carrying on all day until that run out, and I'd be on the brown and just taking everything else on top. I was taking diazepans and drinking necking bottles of wine just to go to sleep and stuff. And then I just started messing people about, even my employees. I was fucking about with their money. I was invoicing jobs that weren't done and getting paid up for them, and then clients were ringing me up on site saying, what's going on, this ain't been finished. It was just getting out of control, and I just carried on messing people about for so long. It got to a stage where they'd had enough, and they said, if you don't sort it out, we can't keep giving you these jobs. And at that point, I was so caught up in the madness, I didn't give a fuck. I was on the verge of building up a good, successful business, turning over good money, and I threw it all away. I just didn't care. I was fuck you. I was you're threatening to take my work away, you fucking take it away, sort of thing. And I had a bit of money put away, and I thought, I'm just going to survive on this money until I get myself sorted, believing that I was going to sort myself out on my own. And I just went on a mad one, and was using day and night, every day, until I spent all my money. Ended up getting in lots of debt. Gave my car to a drug dealer that was on finance, telling him, I'll give me drugs and I'll pay the finance on the car, and I stopped paying it straight away. And they're just trying to repossess it now. Still going on. The consequences and all that. But, it got to a stage where I couldn't get any more loans, I couldn't get any more credit. I had no funds left, and I'd gone from having plenty of money, being successful, to having nothing. And I started thieving off my family. with my friends, with girlfriends. I was shoplifting. I was doing runners out of Sainsbury's and Asda's and places like that with bags full of Blu-rays and shit. It got to the point where my family near enough disowned me. They banned me from coming to any of their houses. I pushed all my friends away. I was just isolating myself big time. And I was in this ex-girlfriend's flat, just the two of us, she used to use as well. And she used to sit in her bedroom, just getting high, and I'd be in her living room. We wouldn't even talk to each other, you know. We'd just be on our own, getting off our heads. Curtains shut. You know, anytime I come out to see a dealer or go shop to get fags or something, and it was just miserable. Miserable. And I existed like that for over a year, probably a year and a half maybe. And it was just fucking depressing. And it got to the point where all I could think about was, I was trying to get clean. I was trying to go days, and I couldn't get a whole day without using, you know. And I just thought, this is hopeless. And the only way I could see out of it was to top myself. Like, I'd had enough of just destroying every relationship in my life, hurting my family, staying off them. And I got to a stage where I spent a couple of days and nights, made the news, planned where I was going to hang myself. And I sat there and I was mulling it through, thinking, this is it, I've got to just finish this, I can't carry on like this. And then I couldn't do it. Luckily, I didn't have the balls. And I was just thinking about what it'd do to my family. It would destroy my mother, and I couldn't put her through that. And I ended up going to her house that morning, knocking on her door in tears, begging her to open the door, and just told her what was going on in my head. And she begged me to just go and get help. She said, please, get help. You need help. And I went to a drug and alcohol support place where I lived, where I used to get my script from. And I told them what was going on. I said, look, I'm going to end up killing myself. And bless the woman, my key worker, she got me straight into detox at City Roads and then onto rehab. And that's where I found NA. And, like, this place has saved my life, you know. It proper has. Where I'm at now is just a completely different world away from where I was like 7 months ago. You know, it's like I was planning my death, and now I feel like I'm planning my life now, you know. All I've done is basically worked my ass off in rehab. I've listened to suggestions. I've got myself a great sponsor. Got commitments now. I go to meetings, like, at least sort of 7 to 12 a week, you know, bang on it. Just connecting with people, just meeting as many people as I can, getting numbers, and just using this fellowship, because I listen and I see people that have got many years clean, and you see they're happy, you know, and what they've achieved in recovery, and I want that. I really want that. And that's why they suggest this stuff to you, because it's worked for them. So I'm just trying to take all that on board. I'm just loving life at the minute. I love this fellowship, man. It's fucking amazing. I'll leave it there, thank you.
Thank you, mate. Thank you. Cheers.